Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Another day of testimony in the January 6th hearings. The select committee brought more people on the stand. More evidence was produced. What were the highlights? What do we need to know? Thankfully, we have Steve Futterman from CBS News to update us. Steve, welcome back to the show.
It's great to be with you.
Thank you. What stood out? What were the moments? Were there any aha moments today?
I don't know if there were any aha moments, but there were a number that came close. I think the most moving testimony to me was the Speaker of the House from Arizona. His name is Russ Bowers, a long time loyal Republican office holder. Talked about Ronald Reagan being his hero. Said he voted for Donald Trump, but he said that the votes just did not end up in Mr. Trump's favor. And he said Joe Biden won the state. The election was conducted fairly. He said, and that the claims and the pressure that he was put under were quite, in his mind, very, very disturbing. He said he was inspired to fulfill what the Constitution requires. At one point, he said to the Trump people, "You're asking me to do something against my oath, and I will not break my oath." So you had a Republican who wanted Mr. Trump to win, saying that despite his personal feelings, the votes weren't there and he was not going to change things and go against the Constitution. And then you had similar comments made by people who we are more familiar with. The Secretary of State, also a Republican, Brad Raffensperger from Georgia. You may remember him from 2020. Mm-hmm. He came under Mr. Trump's very, very specific attack throughout that 2 month period after the election before January 6th. You may remember that famous phone call where President Trump tells him, "I only need X amount of votes. Get me those votes," which would basically flip the state to him from Joe Biden. And Raffensperger continued to say, as he said today, they aren't there. And he just basically did not buckle under the pressure, as did this Speaker of the House from Arizona. They just would not buckle under the pressure. At one point today, Raffensperger said, "Sometimes moments require you to stand up and take the shots." He was talking about situations where he was being basically delivered threats throughout. His wife was getting very, very obscene text messages. They were very disturbing to him. He said, "You just have to stand up to the pressure," and that's exactly what he did.
Wow. And also, Wisconsin Senator Ron Johnson, apparently there was evidence produced, texts that apparently a staffer of Ron Johnson, Senator Johnson, attempted to deliver slates of fake Trump electors from Wisconsin and Michigan to then Vice President Mike Pence. This according to a text, and apparently the Pence aide responded via text, "Do not give that to him." And they projected these text messages up on the screen. A lot of listeners right now in Wisconsin. What else should people know about the implications for Senator Ron Johnson?
Well, I think that's still yet to be determined. There was just a snippet of that today. This may be something that the House Select Committee wants to explore more. There could be more witnesses talking about that. But obviously today the focus was on how these states, Wisconsin, one of them, Michigan, another one, you know the states, Pennsylvania, Georgia, mm-hmm. Arizona, how these states had people in those states trying to pitch the Trump claim that no, it wasn't Joe Biden who won the election, it was President Trump who won the election, and that went against and continues to go against all the facts that we've received since November 2020. So Ron Johnson may come under a microscope a bit more as the hearing continues. There are two more hearings scheduled, one for Thursday, another one still not determined when that will take place. They could have more, but we think they're going to be stay with those six hearings.
Steve Futterman, CBS News. We appreciate the update. Thank you so much for what you do, Steve.
Great to be with you. Take care.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.